is Nightline.
Tonight, the unspeakable crimes Lori and Chad Daybell, what they're accused of doing to her children.
I thought, if she's not saying where the kids are dead.
Lori's brother speaking out for the first time on network television, what he wants you to know.
I looked at her and she looked at me and I was like, Lori, what you're saying is not true.
And the shocking new details released by authorities.
I didn't see the shot at her, and then I came back around and I saw that he was on the ground.
Plus, remembering Meatloaf. The larger-than-life rock star who topped the charts with classics like You Took the Words Right Out of My Mouth. His powerhouse voice, one for the ages.
Well, it must have been now you were kissing.
Thanks for joining us. We're learning explosive new details about the woman known as the Idaho Mom, who vacationed in Hawaii while her kids went missing. Lori and her husband Chad Daybell are both expected to stand trial next year in the death of her two children. Now her brother is speaking out in his first network television interview.
Ready to go?
Yeah, I think so.
One thing that strikes me about this story is there's such a fascination with it around the country, around the world, but this is your family. This is your sister. This is your life.
Our family is nothing the way it used to be.
Now two authorities intensifying their search for two missing children in Idaho.
Now their mother and her husband are both believed to be on the run.
Their mother, but not the children, has been found by authorities in Hawaii.
Lori, tell us where your kids are. Everybody wants to know.
It was the story that dominated headlines when it broke, but there's so much more that has surfaced since authorities released details of their investigation. My colleague Ryan Smith recently sat down with Adam Cox, the brother of Lori Vallow and Alex Cox, to help shed light on the brother-sister duo at the center of it all.
Describe what their relationship was like.
Alex is more of a loner kind of guy. He didn't have a lot of friends, and I think when Lori would invite him to come to the house to eat or to go do something, that he was always willing to go and be there for her.
One thing that Alex's ex-wife Debbie describes in her conversations with police is that Alex and Lori seem to have an unusually close relationship. Alex even went so far as to describe Lori as hot, which is not typically a word that brothers use when describing their sisters.
Alex and Lori maintained a close relationship over the years. As they got older, Lori would marry several times. She had two kids, a son, Colby, from her second marriage, and a daughter, Tylee, from her third. Lori alleged that Tylee's father, Joe Ryan, was abusive. However, the claims were investigated but never proven. Still, that didn't stop her brother Alex from getting involved.
This will become a recurring theme in the lives of Lori and Alex. Sister needs help, and brother comes to the rescue.
Alex would eventually wind up serving time for aggravated assault against Joe Ryan. As for Lori, she would move on to husband number four.
Charles Vallow, to me, was the best of Lori's husbands. They had been dating, and we all liked him. Charles and Alex were very good friends. They laughed over everything together. Charles loved Alex, and Alex loved Charles.
This is a family that blends Lori's daughter, Tylee, and their adopted son, JJ.
People describe Lori Vallow as an extremely loving mother, an extremely fun mother. She was somebody who made her kids the center of her universe.
Everything seemed perfect until Lori started to express some extreme new beliefs.
One thing she told me was that when she was in the temple, she said she saw Jesus Christ face to face and she talked to him. And I thought, that's an odd thing to say. Then we were standing in her kitchen and she said that she was turning into a translated being. And I was like, well, what do you mean you're turning into a translated being? And she said, I don't have to eat anymore. And if somebody shot me with a gun, the bullet wouldn't even go through me. And I looked at her and she looked at me and I was like, Lori, what you're saying is not true. This is nonsense. And she goes, you think I'm crazy, don't you? I was like, I don't know if you're crazy, but what you're telling me is not normal, and this is not happening to you. And from that point, she tried to cut everything off with me.
She was influenced by the writings of author Chad Daybill.
He's a believer that the end of the world as we know it is coming soon. Daybill has written dozens of these post-apocalyptic, very dark books.
Chad has had two near-death experiences, and he believes that those experiences have lifted the veil between earthly and spiritual worlds, and so that he can see things that other people can't see, including the impending second coming.
She was telling Alex, you know, about these books, read these books. So somehow Lori got him to do that.
Chad and Lori would eventually meet in the fall of 2018 while attending a spiritual conference in Utah, seen here in this video.
If you've had this Holy Ghost experience testify to you, you're on the right path.
In a series of text messages recently released by police, Chad talks about that fateful first encounter.
He writes it almost in the form of a romance novel using the names James and Elena. Their spirits could not be restrained any longer, and a long-awaited makeout session took place. This was manifest in the mortal world to James and Elena through the scientific phenomenon known as loin fire.
But Lori's husband, Charles, was not amused by her new interests and was increasingly concerned by her behavior. Their marriage starts to deteriorate. She even accused him of having an affair.
Charles Vallow alleges his business bank account has been drained as well. And that's when cops get called in.
Why don't you come over here?
Police body camera video shows Charles basically telling police that his wife has lost her mind.
She thinks she's a resurrected being and a god. She took all the money out of her bank account today. Yesterday was a threat to kill me.
Okay. What did she say yesterday?
She said, "You're not Charles. I don't know who you are, what you did with Charles, but I can murder you now with my powers."
So she's speaking as a spiritual being.
She's psychologically, she's gone. Something's happened to her.
Charles takes his concerns to an attorney.
I've been a divorce attorney for 30 years, but I've never had anybody that came in that was this specific, that said, "I'm afraid I'm going to be murdered, and this is who's going to do it, and here's why it's going to happen."
Charles makes that same claim in his divorce filing and also reports it to police.
As of right now, there's no crime.
He told me that Lori told him that she was going to have him killed, that he was in the way, and that she had an angel that would dispose of his body after that took place. And Charles was very adamant with me that he wanted to make sure that I let everybody know that if he was killed, that it was Lori who did it.
What is the emergency?
I shot my brother-in-law.
On the morning of July 11th, 2019, Charles is shot and killed by Alex in Lori's home.
Okay, is he awake and responsive or unconscious?
Unconscious.
Lori and Tylee leave the scene to take JJ to school, but return to the house.
There wasn't any huge outwardly signs of like emotional distress. There wasn't tears, there wasn't anything like that. They seemed pretty put together.
Like, "Hi neighbor, sorry."
Lori and Tylee are taken to the police station to give their statements. Alex is driven separately to provide his. When detectives are finally able to sit all involved down at the police station, this trio outlines the story of self-defense.
Lori tells police that she and Charles got into an argument over a cell phone. She says he advanced towards her and Tylee. That's when her brother stepped in to help.
I didn't believe that at all. Not one bit.
Charles had never been violent with anybody, so you kind of start getting a bigger picture of this just doesn't feel right.
But there are inconsistencies in Alex's story. One of the things police question him about is the two gunshots.
Where were you aiming on his body?
Just center.
Okay, so you're pretty sure two shots center mass?
Yeah.
Based on the physical evidence at the scene, investigators will later conclude that one of the two shots into Charles Vallow was when he was already on the ground.
He stood over him and shot him. So we know that Alex did murder him.
Police communicate with Adam Cox over the phone. and he gives them plenty to think about.
Why would Alex be at Lori's anyways, and why would he have a gun in the house? And Alex is an expert shooter. He's got tons of guns. He goes shooting all the time. He knows how to kill somebody. And this is my brother and sister, and I love them with all my heart. But I'm telling you, there's something wrong about Lori and Alex and this belief that they have. And my theory is that Lori and Alex got together and that they shot him. I don't even think there was a fight or anything.
Detectives will not have much time to process this information. Lori is packing up and heading to Idaho to land husband number 5.
Stay with us.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially 4 trials facing former President Trump as he makes his 3rd bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
I was in shock after Charles died. It's one of those things where you're just like, nothing is making sense.
Adam Cox continues to question what happened the day his brother Alex shot and killed their brother-in-law, Charles Vallow. Lori packs up her kids and starts a new life in Rexburg, Idaho, where Chad Daybell lives. Lori's brother Alex would move into the same apartment complex.
Within 7 days of Lori moving to Rexburg, she takes a trip to Yellowstone Park with Tylee, JJ, and her brother Alex. Authorities say no one ever saw Tylee again after that very last photo with Alex and JJ.
JJ would later be seen by house guests of Lori, but 2 weeks later, he too went missing.
Meanwhile, Chad is still married to his wife Tammy, a school librarian. Facebook photos show Chad and Tammy as a happy couple.
Chad sends Lori this ominous text message. Every few weeks, I get to escape and have amazing adventures with my goddess lover. But then I have to return to my place under the stairs, feeling trapped. But I sense permanent freedom is coming.
In October 2019, Tammy dies in her sleep. Originally, her death was not seen as suspicious, but authorities later open an investigation.
Everything was happening so fast. In July, Charles Vallow died. By September, JJ and Tylee were missing. In mid-October, Tammy Daybell died. And in early November, Lori and Chad are off to Hawaii to get married.
The photos are great, but the one thing you notice about them is it's only the bride and groom.
Lori's 7-year-old son, JJ, is not there. Neither is 16-year-old daughter, Tylee.
Lori's brother, Alex, also got married in November, but just weeks later is found dead in his new wife's bathroom. The medical examiner ruled that he died of natural causes.
I
By late December, Rexburg police, along with the FBI, issue a press release announcing that JJ and Tylee are missing endangered children. Their disappearance making national headlines.
First two missing children, and now their mother and her husband are both believed to be on the run.
Lori is served with a court order to produce JJ and Tylee within 5 days, but she fails to do so. On February 20th, almost a month after she ignored the court order to produce the children, Lori is arrested by local authorities.
Lori was charged with two felony counts of desertion and non-support of dependent children, and she is held on $5 million bond.
But both of these charges were later dropped.
Lori leaves Hawaii in handcuffs. She's extradited back to Idaho, where she and Chad reunite in a packed courtroom.
All right.
Chad has not yet been charged with any crime, but it is only a matter of time before he will join his beloved behind bars. Police will tell you that when Alex Cox died, a lot of secrets died with him, except one.
And it's been hiding all along on his phone.
The FBI's cellular analysis survey team has the ability to pinpoint a cell phone roughly within 20 feet of a location.
With the help of the FBI, local authorities are able to link Alex's phone to Chad's backyard.
After figuring all this out, placing Alex behind Chad's home on key dates and times, the authorities execute a search warrant on Chad's property.
As soon as they removed the paneling, I could smell the odor of a decomposing body.
Police positively identifying the human remains as the missing siblings, JJ Vallow and Tylee Ryan.
I know I went into shock again and thought, why in the world would they kill the kids and then bury them on Chad's property? It's heart-wrenching.
After JJ and Tylee's bodies were found, the Cox family released a statement reading in part, "The Cox family is deeply saddened by the recent findings in the investigation into the whereabouts of JJ and Tylee. The family has maintained a strong hope and belief that they were alive and well. With that hope and belief apparently shattered, they struggled to find comfort and hope in this potential new reality. The family expresses their deep and abiding love for JJ and Tylee." Nearly a year after the children's bodies were found, Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell were charged with their murders. Alex Cox is named in the indictment as a co-conspirator. Lori's and Chad's trial dates are both set for 2023.
Chad pled not guilty, but Lori is deemed not competent to stand trial, so she hasn't yet entered a plea to these murder charges.
Do you believe that Lori killed her kids?
Actually killing them?
Mm-hmm.
No. I believe Chad and Alex killed him.
Why?
Alex and Lori are in this mindset that they're doing this for God.
Lori Vallow Daybell was also charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree murder in the death of her then-husband, Charles Vallow. According to the indictment, she planned the murder with her brother, Alex Cox. She has not yet entered a plea. In the death of Tammy Daybell, Lori was charged with conspiracy to commit murder and has not yet entered a plea. Chad Daybell was charged with first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder. He has pled not guilty.
You can watch the full 2020 special, Adam and Evil, streaming on Hulu. Finally tonight, remembering one of the most distinctive voices of the late 20th century. Like a bat out of hell, I'll be gone. Superstar Meat Loaf. His 1977 debut, Bat Out of Hell, became one of the best-selling albums of all time. Born Marvin Lee Adday, he was known for his energy, his larger-than-life presence on stage. Meat Loaf died today surrounded by family. He was 74. That's Nightline. You can watch all of our full episodes on Hulu. We'll see you right back here same time next week. Thanks for staying up with us. Good night, America.